Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. While starfish live underwater, they're not actually fish at all. In fact, marine scientists have replaced the beloved starfish's common name with the name sea star, because the starfish isn't a fish. So what exactly are they? For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Kim Stone, the Georgia Aquarium's curator of fish and invertebrates. As she said, they're a type of invertebrate, meaning they don't have a backbone. Their body consists of a central disc with arms that radiate out. And on the underside, there are hundreds to thousands of small suction cups called tube feet that help the sea star move around, stick to different surfaces, and eat. There are some other big differences that set starfish apart from fish. These cool creatures don't have gills, scales, or fins. They live only in salt water, and they use seawater instead of blood to pump nutrients through their bodies by means of a water vascular system. Unlike fish that have gills and mammals that have lungs, sea stars breathe by absorbing oxygen from the water through different parts of their body, such as their skin and tube feet. Stone explained, sea stars belong to a group of marine invertebrates called echinoderms, which first appeared more than 500 million years ago. The ancestors of modern-day sea stars appeared more than 450 billion years ago, during the Ordovician period. Echinoderms include five classes of marine life: sea stars, brittle and basket stars, sea urchins and sand dollars, sea cucumbers, and sea lilies and feather stars. There are around 2,000 different species of sea stars. As Stone said, they can be found in a variety of habitats, from shallow sandy bottoms and cold rocky environments to the bottom of the seafloor. The different species have many different features, but all have their mouth on their underside. A Upon capturing food, often a bivalve such as a clam or mussel with its tube feet, the sea star wraps its arms around the animal's shell and pulls it open just slightly. Then the sea star pushes its stomach through its own mouth and into the prey's shell. It then digests the animal and slides its stomach back into its own body. This unique feeding mechanism allows the sea star to eat larger prey than it would otherwise be able to fit into its tiny mouth. But starfish eat a wide variety of plant and animal life, and their chosen menu can depend on the species. Stone said, "Many species are scavengers and carnivores that eat gastropods, bivalves, barnacles, marine worms, and other invertebrates. And some species are suspension feeders that capture plankton and organic material from the water. And some species of sea star may have as many as 10, 20, or even 40 arms. Although starfish have 5-point radial symmetry, that doesn't mean that all of them have 5 arms. Furthermore, if one of these arms is lost, a sea star has the amazing ability to regenerate it. The ability to regenerate lost arms is especially useful if a sea star is injured by a predator. It can drop an arm, escape, and grow a new one later. This won't happen too quickly, though. It takes about a year for an arm to grow back. Some require the central body to be intact in order to regenerate, but a few species can grow an entirely new sea star from just a portion of a severed limb, depending on which organs that limb houses. Sea stars also have an eye spot at the end of each arm. That means a 5-armed sea star has 5 eyes, while the 40-armed sun star has 40 eyes. Each sea star eye is very simple and looks like a red spot. It doesn't see much detail, but can sense light and dark. And that's just enough for the environments in which these animals live. And speaking of, the average lifespan of a starfish is an impressive 35 years. Large starfish species tend to live longer than their smaller counterparts. But however long they live, sea stars don't swim. They instead use those tube feet, hundreds of small suction cups on the underside of their bodies to move from one area to another. The tube feet also help sea stars hold their prey. Some starfish do have spiky protrusions, but generally they're not dangerous to us, though we humans are dangerous to them. Because they're literally shaped like stars, humans have the tendency to keep starfish as souvenirs or even hold them out of the water for photos. But forcing starfish out of the water or throwing them back in can do serious damage. Starfish have intricate, fragile arms and tiny body structures. Despite their regeneration capabilities, even the slightest poke can hurt them. Aside from that, human hands are naturally dangerous to all sea creatures due to the billions of bacteria that exist on our skin, and contact can lead to a possible slow death. So, if you have the chance to see one, appreciate it from a respectful distance. Today's episode is based on the article, "Some Starfish Have Up to 40 Arms," plus 10 Other Starfish Facts on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Wendy Bowman. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.